Integration of contraceptive services with post-abortion care. The WHO guidelines of birth spacing specify that after an abortion or miscarriage there should be at least a 6-month interval before attempting the next pregnancy in order to avoid adverse maternal, perinatal and infant incomes. Note reference, 92. Women who have had an abortion are at high risk of pregnancy soon after the abortion, could be as soon as 1 week after, and are in need of contraceptive information, counseling and services almost immediately. Studies of women receiving post-abortion care indicate that they have a high unmet need for contraception. The review of 10 studies of women receiving post-abortion care reported that more than half of all women expressed an interest in using contraception after post-abortion care. The subset of 6 studies which had relevant data showed that only about a quarter, 27% of the women left the facility with a method. Note reference, 93. As in the case of integrating contraceptive services with prenatal and postpartum services, there exist a number of effective models of integrating contraceptive services with abortion and post-abortion services. Essential points to bear in mind include providing contraceptive services at the same time and location where women receive abortion or post-abortion services, and offering a wide range of contraceptive methods including condoms, spermicides, oral contraceptives, emergency contraceptive pills, injectables, implants, floods and sterilization. Note reference, 94. Here again, it needs to be clarified that integration of contraceptive information and services with post-abortion care is meant for the convenience of the woman seeking safe abortion services. Making abortion services conditional on acceptance of contraception, a practice reported from some countries, constitutes a violation of women's reproductive rights. Page 30. Sidebar. Checklist 10. 10.1 Is there a law, or are there Ministry of Health/Family Planning guidelines that require husband's/male partner's authorization for a woman to obtain any contraceptive services? 10.2 In practice, do contraceptive service providers insist on husband's/male partner's authorization for a woman to obtain any contraceptive services? 10.3 Is there a law or regulation which requires parental authorization for any adolescent? For adolescents below 18 or 16 years. For those who are not married. 10.4 Is there a policy or strategy document on SRH services for adolescents and young people, which specifies that services will be available irrespective of marital status and does not mandate guardian or parental consent for accessing services for adolescents? 10.5 Are there clear guidelines from the Ministry of Health on how healthcare providers are to assess the competence of an adolescent to take independent decisions on SRH? 10.6 Do any training programs for service providers address how third-party authorization requirements for sexual and reproductive health services can be gender discriminatory and in contradiction with fulfillment of sexual and reproductive rights of adolescents? 10.7 In practice, do service providers insist on parental/guardian's authorization for an adolescent to obtain any SRH services, including contraceptive services? End of sidebar.